So many things have been hard over the past year for residents of East Palestine in the wake of the Norfolk Southern train derailment. As 90.5 WESA's Oliver Morrison reports, many local business owners say they've struggled to keep their businesses going.
Don Elzer owns greenhouses on the outskirts of East Palestine. The week of the derailment, he had been running commercials about plants he had for sale on Valentine's Day.
I think we had two customers on Valentine's Day.
Some people bought plants to support the business, but overall, he said, business is down 20%. And it's not just plants that aren't selling. He also owns a hot dog and ice cream shop in town, and traffic has been drastically down there. The perception of contamination outside the town, Don says, has become a problem.
Our manufacturing sector, I think, is doing very well, but that doesn't rely on people coming to town. So they're doing fine. It's more the retail that's having a problem.
Business has been better for Steve Telishak, who owns the McDonald's in town. He sells Big Macs right next door to the local operation headquarters for Norfolk Southern. 200 to 300 workers and contractors are involved in the cleanup near the derailment site.
They're in here every day, so that helps out a lot. So we'll see what happens when they stop coming.
On a recent Friday morning, Michelle Cope was cutting hair at Skills Salon, a stone's throw from the main contamination site in town. Cope says she lost 40 of her regular customers.
That's a lot of people to lose in a year.
Joe Helpy, a lifelong resident who is getting his haircut, says Norfolk has promised to reimburse his wife for her lost tips. She's a waitress at the original Roadhouse, one of only a handful of dine-in restaurants in the village. Helpy says the people who used to drive into East Palestine and spend money at the Roadhouse have been replaced by interlopers.
There was two ladies taking a selfie down by the East Palestine sign in town. And I said, here, let me do it for you. They said, we just want a picture of the toxic town. Obviously, I walk this town every day and buy food here every day. It's not toxic.
Not every business survived the derailment. Maggie Guglielmo sold silicone wristbands from a shop down the street from the derailment site.
All of those hundreds of thousands of gallons of toxic chemicals plus water from the night of the fire, and it just totally contaminated my shop. The wristbands just sucked in all of that toxic fumes. My place stunk for 4 months until I got rid of everything.
Guglielmo lost $250,000 wristbands. She didn't have enough money to buy new inventory and decided to sell her business. Her lawyer has filed a claim with Norfolk Southern to compensate her for the loss.
I was just happy to go to work. You can't put a price on emotional loss.
Chad Edwards was hired to be the new village manager of East Palestine in October. He says people won't move to a place where they don't think they can drink the water. He wants to turn around the perception of the town as toxic. To that end, Norfolk Southern is footing the bill for a $1 million marketing campaign for the town.
We're going to have a newsletter. We're revamping the website. We're going to be revamping our social media presence.
It's not just image crafting. One of the town's biggest hopes right now, Edwards says, are direct investments from the train company itself. Norfolk Southern has committed $25 million to refurbish the city's park. It's by far the company's biggest single gift to the town and will include a new pool, a new amphitheater, pickleball courts, and three new playgrounds. Jamie Wallace moved her family out of town after the derailment because her house was so close to the main contamination site. And she became one of the loudest voices in town, pushing Norfolk Southern and the government to do more to protect residents' health. So far, Norfolk Southern hasn't said how it might support residents' potential long-term health care needs. Wallace worries that all of the Norfolk Southern money has placated some business owners when it comes to other concerns like residents' health.
If you look at some of the interviews of these business owners that they did early on, their opinions changed very drastically in a very short period of time. You don't change your core values that quickly unless there's some kind of benefit.
The business owners are struggling to find a way to get the message out that it's safe for business when some of its loudest residents still don't believe it is. I'm Oliver Morrison in East Palestine.